Listening Part 1, Section B. Listen to the second section of the radio programme, in which the presenter, Johnny McGovern, talks to Kate Watson about urban photojournalism. For questions 6 to 10, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. You will hear Section B twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for Section B.
We're now joined by Kate Watson, one of the world's most renowned urban photojournalists. Kate, I'm sure our listeners are familiar with photojournalism in general, but what is it that makes an urban photojournalist unique? Just taking pictures of traffic?
Well, that's certainly part of it. But you won't find me taking pictures of the rush hour in London unless something really eventful is going on. Photos have to tell you something extraordinary about a city, and in megacities like Rio, Bangkok, Mumbai, places like that, the insane traffic certainly helps to paint a picture.
You mentioned megacities, and most of your recent work has been in that area. Why are you so interested in them, rather than relatively smaller and more beautiful places, such as Florence, Prague, Venice, and the like?
The three lovely locations you mention are a photographer's dream, which means that almost every photographer wants to take pictures there. True, you end up with fantastic photos, but ones that have been taken 1,000 times before, ones that don't really tell you anything new or fresh.
And megacities provide an opportunity to do just that.
Exactly. You can see so much in any given day in a megacity. The whole gamut of human emotion. Scenes that make you laugh, cry, scream, retch, sometimes all in the same moment.
Is there any particular city which stands out, or one that you especially like to go back to?
Well, I couldn't claim to be an absolute authority. I've only been to 23 out of the 34 current megacities. But if I had a deadline and needed some good shots, then I'd get straight on a flight to Tokyo. It's become a second home to me.
What makes Tokyo so special?
It's the sheer range of eccentricity and enthusiasm. All megacities provide you with interesting stories and unusual people, but Tokyo does it with so much energy, colour and verve. I love Delhi, Beijing and Mexico City, but in none of them do you see middle-aged businessmen dressed as comic book characters smoking a cigarette while playing on a pinball machine. That's Tokyo for you.
And you actually managed to capture the moment with your camera.
Thank goodness I did. My editor would have killed me if I'd missed out on that gem. Probably another reason I like Tokyo so much is because many of the best pictures I take in other, less developed places can be heartbreaking. I see scenes of disease, death, violence, and abject poverty. I often feel guilty that these dreadful scenes are making my career, winning me awards. I have to constantly remind myself that by bringing these people to the attention of the world, I am, hopefully, making a small difference to their plight. However, it can be overwhelming at times. It comes close to shattering your spirit.
And that's when you need to take a break in a more off-the-wall destination like Tokyo?
Exactly. Not that I'll ever give up on the people in the other places, though. Their stories need to be told.
Kate Watson, thank you very much. Tomorrow's special guest will be the...
Now listen again.
We're now joined by Kate Watson, one of the world's most renowned urban photojournalists. Kate, I'm sure our listeners are familiar with photojournalism in general, but what is it that makes an urban photojournalist unique? Just taking pictures of traffic?
Well, that's certainly part of it. But you won't find me taking pictures of the rush hour in London unless something really eventful is going on. Photos have to tell you something extraordinary about a city, and in megacities like Rio, Bangkok, Mumbai, places like that, the insane traffic certainly helps to paint a picture.
You mentioned megacities, and most of your recent work has been in that area. Why are you so interested in them, rather than relatively smaller and more beautiful places, such as Florence, Prague, Venice, and the like?
The three lovely locations you mention are a photographer's dream, which means that almost every photographer wants to take pictures there. True, you end up with fantastic photos, but ones that have been taken 1,000 times before, ones that don't really tell you anything new or fresh.
And megacities provide an opportunity to do just that.
Exactly. You can see so much in any given day in a megacity. The whole gamut of human emotion. Scenes that make you laugh, cry, scream, retch, sometimes all in the same moment.
Is there any particular city which stands out, or one that you especially like to go back to?
Well, I couldn't claim to be an absolute authority. I've only been to 23 out of the 34 current megacities. But if I had a deadline and needed some good shots, then I'd get straight on a flight to Tokyo. It's become a second home to me.
What makes Tokyo so special?
It's the sheer range of eccentricity and enthusiasm. All megacities provide you with interesting stories and unusual people, but Tokyo does it with so much energy, colour and verve. I love Delhi, Beijing and Mexico City, but in none of them do you see middle-aged businessmen dressed as comic book characters smoking a cigarette while playing on a pinball machine. That's Tokyo for you.
And you actually managed to capture the moment with your camera.
Thank goodness I did. My editor would have killed me if I'd missed out on that gem. Probably another reason I like Tokyo so much is because many of the best pictures I take in other, less developed places can be heartbreaking. I see scenes of disease, death, violence, and abject poverty. I often feel guilty that these dreadful scenes are making my career, winning me awards. I have to constantly remind myself that by bringing these people to the attention of the world, I am, hopefully, making a small difference to their plight. However, it can be overwhelming at times. It comes close to shattering your spirit.
And that's when you need to take a break in a more off-the-wall destination like Tokyo?
Exactly. Not that I'll ever give up on the people in the other places, though. Their stories need to be told.
Kate Watson, thank you very much. Tomorrow's special guest will be the...
That is the end of Part 1, Section B of the listening test. Now turn to Part 2.